Last night, Senator Ted Stevens continued his refusal to resign or retire from the U.S. Senate, despite calls from members of his own party to leave the job he's held for 40 years. Stevens was making his only joint appearance this year with Democratic challenger Mark Begich in a debate sponsored by Alaska Public Radio and television stations. Congressional contenders Don Young and Ethan Berkowitz also met face-to-face over their differences. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
It was the first and only live statewide appearance by Senator Ted Stevens during this year's campaign season. That's because of his court proceedings in Washington, D.C. Since he was found guilty of 7 counts of failing to report gifts he'd received from Vico's Bill Allen, Stevens has been asked to resign by Democrats and Republicans alike. Governor Sarah Palin and presidential candidate John McCain among them. And more recently, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. Stevens says those calls reflect a political issue for the people making them. They are not sincere.
I think I'll be effective. Effectiveness is a matter of experience. And as far as the leader's comments, he too is up for election. They just wanted to get away from questions from the press about the situation, so they made the comments about, well, maybe you should step down. I'm not going to step down.
Democrat Mark Begich said Stevens' legal troubles will continue to be a distraction from the issues that are important to the state. He says he's comfortable working in a nonpartisan way, and Alaska doesn't need the seniority that Stevens has accumulated.
The way it is in Washington, D.C. now is very partisan, very one-sided. If you're not this, you're that. And that is the problem that has gotten us into this economic crisis that we're facing, this energy crisis we're facing, this health care crisis. You can put crisis after every issue that Congress is dealing with because of the partisan bickering that goes on back there. And that is part of the solution. You have to get in there and understand that there are people that are going to disagree with you and not demonize them, as Senator Stevens has done time and time again.
Stevens says not all the Senate has rejected him, and he doubts that 2/3 of the members would vote to expel him. And he says the state still needs him. Berkowitz and Young parried over a long list of issues, with the viewing public finding them not too far apart on many of the general solutions. However, the details pointed out their differences. For example, in a videotaped question, Mike Williams of ACIAC asked them about tribal sovereignty and support for the state's tribes. Both agreed that the state has let down people in rural Alaska, and both agreed to work with the tribes in their relationship with the federal government. But sovereignty divided them. For Berkowitz, it's not a problem.
There's a trust responsibility between the government of the United States and the government of the tribes, and those government-to-government relationships need to be honored. So I have never had any problem with recognizing tribal sovereignty, and I never will.
Young says sovereignty presents its own issues. He says there's a responsibility that goes along with it, and it's hard to put into place.
You know, I'm very supportive of what the tribes, like the corporations, have been able to do. The village tribes have set up the 8As. I've been very supportive of that. But when you start separating and making little tribes out of every place, they have also a responsibility. They can't have it both ways, is what I'm saying. So I want them to understand that.
All 4 candidates left the debate with 4 more days before the election, and they hit the road. Berkowitz took off for Barrow and Fairbanks. Young began the final push in Kodiak before another trip to Fairbanks. And Begich was in Juneau before a final swing through the Kenai and Fairbanks. Stevens was off to Kenai and Fairbanks before returning to Anchorage for the election. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.